ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग एंड वेलकम बैक फॉर अनदर शावर ऑफ नॉलेज। इट्स ओनली इन मधुबन we take physical showers twice and spiritual shower three times so that we can totally become clean in body and the soul. The word transformation comes at the end. Before the transformation is used, there are two more words. When we all came to Baba, what did we see in us after we have understood Baba's knowledge, we begin to practice Baba's knowledge? Some change in our life, and that change was due to one, good company; secondly, atmosphere; and thirdly, some kind of positive knowledge that we received in those duration of time. So all these things helped us to bring change in our life. And we know change is external. Change is superficial. It is reversible. Change is reversible. For example, there are four seasons in a year. And those four seasons repeat year after year. So it is reversible. The change that we bring can be reversible. That means when you came to knowledge, you did not have the habit of waking up early, eating vegetarian food, you know. How did you begin to do all that? Because you got a good company, you got some knowledge that enlightened you, and you were able to be in a powerful atmosphere in the midst of some yogi souls. So you begin to bring that change. But if I don't maintain my own realization, I will not be able to keep that change consistently. And so what we brought in the beginning of our life was change on the basis of the things that I just mentioned. Then the second step, if we constantly continue to follow vegetarianism, listening to Murli, you know, being waking up early in the morning and following all the disciplines, then we move to another stage, what is called transformation. So transformation is internal. Change is external. So transformation, when you hear the word, you think of fire. You know, when you put something into the fire, the things get transformed. The color, the texture, everything changes. You cannot identify what it was before. So we begin to experience that transformation as we go along in Brahmin life, because together with self-realization, we begin to move into the second stage, God realization. Your connection with God deepens. Your relationship is now connected with God. So you begin to practice yoga as life, not as an exercise. And so that fire of yoga that we create, it reaches to our subconsciousness and bring transformation in our sanskara. What had happened in the beginning stage, the change was brought only with the nature. We had changed our nature, our habits. So that can be reversible. But once you have changed, transformed the sanskara, your personality changes. You as a person becomes totally different. You are not anymore the same one. So the second stage transformation is based on God realization and the fire of yoga that we ignite as we move along. But that is not all. So sometimes even the transformation we have brought in our sanskara can return due to lack of depth of yoga. So the third stage is very important, what we call metamorphosis. So when the change in Brahmin life takes the shape of metamorphosis, so when you think about metamorphosis, you can think about the example of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. We don't want to remain as Brahmins, you know, from Shudras we became Brahmins. And now from Brahmins, we want to become angels before we go to become deities. And so we have to go through metamorphosis, which means someone who is leading a human life on earth becomes a flying species like a butterfly. How does that happen? It is not enough to have self-realization, God realization, but it needs total surrender. You know, I am not going in detail about how the caterpillar becomes a butterfly, but it's because the caterpillar surrenders to the nature and allow the nature to do its work. That's why you find the caterpillar, you know, after some time it disappears from here. We don't know where it went, what happened. Because it has surrendered to the nature and allow the nature to do its work. And when it's ready, a beautiful creature, colorful butterfly, emerges flying. So that means a lot of nourishment, a lot of nurture from the nature, and not only that, lot of silence. There was nothing happening, no music was played, no commentary was played. It was in total silence. So I call it as, you know, surrendering to the nature. So we are now talking today about the third stage. Transformation of nature has happened, and transformation of certain sanskaras have happened, but the deep-rooted, the strong sanskara that all of us have in our life is still, at certain time, it emerges from within and it becomes an obstacle in our efforts. And we also get a shock. I thought this sanskara has gone. Where it is coming from? But it was there. You know, whatever thoughts you have in your mind, it's a reflection of your sanskaras, right? And so today, we are going to dissect this aspect of finding our deep-rooted sanskaras. So in order to do that, just visualize yourself as a soul who has gone through the cycle of 5,000 years, gone through the cycle of 5,000 years, and you have gone through four ages. So those souls who have gone through the full cycle, they have three sets of sanskaras within the soul. One is the sanskara that I had when I was in the soul world with God. That is called eternal sanskaras, godly sanskaras. Then when I came onto the earth, in golden and silver ages, I was a deity. So my sanskaras for 2,500 years was original sanskara. One is anadi sanskara, eternal, and original sanskara is adi sanskara. And that we describe it. Original means eternal sanskaras are described as ocean of master, ocean of peace, master ocean of love, master seed, etc. But the original sanskara is praised as all virtuous, completely viceless, double non-violent, 16 celestial degrees full. All these five things include in original sanskara. That is within us. So when we came into the copper and entered the iron age, because we begin to drift away from the consciousness of me as a soul, we begin to identify ourselves as body, we begin to invoke the five vices, that is called acquired sanskara. So we begin to perform action under the influence of the five vices. So sometimes Baba calls it as Ravan sanskara. It is the acquired sanskara, which is not mine. It is body conscious sanskara. And now at the end of the cycle, before the confluence age comes, most of us experience this acquired sanskaras actually suppressing our original eternal sanskara. We have it within the soul. It is not coming from anywhere else, but it is suppressed because of my body consciousness, my lack of realization. So in the confluence stage, when Baba comes, Baba begins to teach us the first lesson, who am I, whose child I am, teaches karma, philosophy, drama. So we begin to slowly, slowly acquire, means slowly, slowly bring back our original eternal sanskaras. But it's not easy, because these sanskaras stayed with us for 2,500 years. Now, generally acquired sanskaras are described in the form of seven Ravan's property: lust, greed, anger, attachment, ego, laziness, and fear. That is general. Now, I would like you to take your notebook and pen and spend a few minutes in silence now. Just a couple of minutes in silence. In this birth, in this Brahmin birth, even though I have come into the confluence age, I am a Brahmin, but I still carry my old residues. So in this Brahmin life, somebody's clock is ringing. Please turn it off if it is yours. It's also bad karma, drawing other people's attention. Yeah, so please. So you now reflect. You know, generally the acquired sanskaras are seven that I mentioned. But you focus now on this birth, because I don't remember my past lives. You know, 64, 63 births we have taken. But we know that this birth. So reflect on the sanskaras of Ravan you identify in your Brahmin life right now. Write it down on the paper. My acquired sanskaras. Let it be honest. You are not going to show to anyone. This is for your own reference. Because we all want to change. We all want to transform. It's only self-transformation will bring world transformation. So each one has a role to play. So my acquired sanskaras in this Brahmin life, which now and then erupts and causes a lot of disturbance in relationship, in service, in the family, everything. So honestly, you write down, if it is long list also doesn't matter, but be honest with yourself. You know, my acquired sanskaras in this Brahmin life. Don't look at anybody, look at your soul, not even your body. This body is only one birth. The soul, point of light, has gone through 63 births, right? In different bodies, in different places, in different relationships. So what is that? Now I can see it as the essence of all the past. What are my acquired sanskaras? Make a list. Without shame, without fear, without any kind of hesitation, nobody is going to look at it. You will see yourself. Just 2 minutes. Ye kiska ghanti baj raha hai, thoda dekh lo. Okay, so you continue with your exercise. Let it be, doesn't matter how many, whatever. Don't hide anything from yourself. Your conscience knows, right? See yourself in the mirror of your subconscious mind. When you see through your subconscious mind, you can filter, acquire sanskaras from original and eternal very clearly. It's like a magnifying glass. Even those who are online listening, if you are listening to this sharing, so you can also do this exercise wherever you are. Write down the list of the acquired sanskaras I have accumulated over 63 births in this cycle of life. What I have now is the essence of all my past lives anyway. And now the next step is, out of those what you have written about yourself, underline three main hard and deep-rooted sanskara. Something that you find it is very hard, it's very deep. You know, some are superficial, you can change, but some. So what are the three main strong, hard, deep-rooted sanskaras in I, the soul? Because we are here today to learn the method to transform that also. Then only we can say, I have transformed. And others can also see your transformation. It cannot be hidden. So underline three of them, and out of the three, you choose one of them to change today. Today we work on one. Double underline one, very strong, that I want to finish before I leave Madhuban. Not only leave Madhuban, leave this room. So that I am totally light. Something you need to also understand to create that kind of disinterest is, why do I call it acquired sanskara? Because it is alien. You feel it is alien. You know, when something belongs to you, you know, this is mine. But something belongs to somebody, comes to you, immediately you can feel, oh, this is not mine. You know, like say, for example, you are sitting in a classroom, somebody left the hand key, by mistake you put it in your bag. And then when you look at the bag, oh, this is not my hand key. You feel like alien. So if you want to change the sanskara, you need to feel that alien feeling towards it. Alien, not mine. Something of somebody else. I just took, I just borrowed, I just stole in a way. So the sanskaras that you have written, you should feel alien first. And then only you are able to create that kind of disinterest. And why do I call it alien? Not mine? Because of several reasons. Some reasons are, it made me wander around. It made me unhappy. It made me sorrowful. It made me lose my happiness. So some of these reasons I have in my life. That is why I consider that sanskara as alien. Once you have considered it as alien, you cannot sleep in rest until you throw it away. That is how you should feel. It's borrowed, it is stolen from Ravan. You know, it's not mine. I want to get rid of it. So you should feel that is alien, not belonging to you, and I want to really transform it totally. You know, we can only transform, we cannot totally throw it away. So before you underline one particular sanskara that you are going to transform, you create in your heart now a feeling of hate, dislikingness, alien, you know, feeling not mine, belonging to me. Sitting here, as you do this exercise, you create that feeling in your heart. I don't want it. It has given, you know, so much sorrow. It made me wander around. It made me lose my peace. It's not mine. So create that feeling, alien feeling. Then you are preparing your mind, your heart to throw it. You know, just like at home also, why do you sweep the dirt and throw it in the dustbin? Why don't you sweep the dirt and put it in your cupboard, in your locker? Because you think it is dirty. So you sweep the whole house and take the dirt into the dustbin. With that, and after that you never look back. What is that? You finish. You have already thrown. So that is what you need to do today. I can tell you, your teacher can tell you, you have this defect, you have this old sanskara, you must change. I will say no. I will prove. I don't want to accept. But when I see myself in the mirror of my heart, then I know there is a stain there. There is a rubbish here. So then I can remove it easily. You know? Even though, because it is so old, 63 births, when you want to take it out, you feel a lot of pain. You feel so shame for hiding that for so long. That is why, you know, people have a lot of denial in this transformation process. Why we are not changing after so many years? Self-denial. We try to prove, no, I am not that. You know, ego. It makes me to have self-denial. So in some countries, they call it as putting under carpet and hiding it, you know, thinking, okay, I'm okay. But there is something below the carpet. Take it out. Have the courage to see and accept it. Yes, it is mine. But now I want to remove it. So far, I was dishonest with myself. And now today in front of Baba, I am going to surrender. This is not mine. This is alien. That is why we are not progressing in this Brahmin life. You know, if you have a thorn pricking your foot, how can you run the race? You can't even walk. So, have you decided what is your deep-rooted sanskara? Each one will have different one. It's not the same. So, you have to visualize, underline it. And now, I am going to share with you 3 steps to create. You know, even to create that disinterest, dislikingness, to throw away, it takes a lot of courage. You know, some people like old things so much that they keep storing that in their room, no matter how old it is. They don't want to throw it. But we have to make up our minds. This is alien. I don't want. Enough is enough. In this birth also, this sanskara has given me enough pain, enough sorrow, enough. So let us spend a few moments creating that disinterest. This is dirt. This is rubbish. This is foreign, not mine. So just go deep into yourself. Create that dislikingness, hate, so you can throw it away and never see it back. Now let us look into the three steps, as we don't have much time, otherwise we need to spend at least some time to go into this process. But anyway, whatever time we have, we use it in a maximum way to bring that realization. The three steps that you can use in order to help yourself for this realization. One, to create that disinterest. Baba has already said, until you have created an attitude of disinterest towards this sanskara, it will not go away. Even Prakashmani Dadi said once, we all have disinterest towards the body, bodily relation, even objects of this world. But one thing we have not done is creating disinterest towards our deep-rooted sanskara. We keep nurturing, we keep sustaining it, we keep using it, and it is growing. But today we once for all finish. So the first question I would like you to ask yourself and visualize, you have to use your visualization here, right? On the screen of your mind, how much unhappiness and sorrow I have experienced in my life, and I have given sorrow to others due to this sanskara of mine. So you rewind your film now. All of us can remember this birth from the childhood for 5 years, 6 years old. So how these sanskaras have played you off, from that time onwards, you are sustaining these sanskaras in this birth. You visualize everything. How much sorrow I have experienced because of using this, and how much sorrow I have given to others in relationship due to this sanskara of mine. Let the screen run on the screen of your mind, the film. It's same me, soul is the same. But the sanskaras were playing, deceiving me. I am right, others are wrong. I am good, others are bad. Ego. So now, create like a dislikingness, disinterest. I don't want it anymore. Enough is enough. So you visualize yourself creating that distaste, that hate, on the basis of your experience, and create so much of love on the other side in your heart for Baba and the attainments you have attained from Baba. So when Baba has given me so much attainment, so much love, I don't want to keep it anymore. So throw it, see yourself throwing it in the fire of God's love. On one side, I am realizing I am the one who is holding it, nobody else. And now I don't want it. You pull it out and throw it into that love, the feeling of love from Baba that you are receiving. When I do this process, at the same time, Baba also forgives me. You know, Baba says in the Murli sometime, when you tell Baba honestly, Baba will forgive you. 50% of the sins will be forgiven. So the other 50% that is left is burnt in the fire of love here. So you are zero. But you need to do this process honestly. So that is first step about myself. Then the second question you need to ask yourself, visualize all your relationships. You know, your Laukik relationship, your work relationship, your social relationship, all kinds of relationship you have established. And see yourself using these sanskaras from time to time and made everyone's life miserable because of this sanskara of mine. And I myself created loss for me because I could not win the heart of others because I was proving myself to be right, others are wrong. So how much I have deceived others because of protecting myself with this sanskara of mine. I don't want it anymore. I want to be transparent. I want to be what I am inside, outside. I don't have to say that. You know, some people, they say verbally, I am always transparent, I have what is in, but they are not. They are still hiding something. So here I cannot hide anything from me. So create that disinterest enough and visualize all relationships that you have with Baba. And how Baba has sustained you, nurtured you all your life. I cannot get better relationship than relationship with God. You just get lost. You just get drowned in that love of relationship with Baba, with that feeling of realization. That's it. Then you can also feel the forgiveness. It means letting go. Baba will also let you go. So spend some time in solitude looking into this issue. Then the third step, coming back to this godly life. The same sanskara, it is me only. How much I have created obstacle in Baba's seva in this Brahmin life because of my sanskara. And how many obstacles I have created in the yajna because of this sanskara of mine. I have not realized it. It is me. I always look at other people pointing them. But today, give yourself a chance. From the time you became Brahmin until now, instead of being helper of God, I have become a problem, obstacle in relationship, godly relationship, and even in godly service in this Brahmin life. Enough. I want to be God's helper. I want to be God's server. You know, I want to help him, not bring obstacle. So you visualize, you have to visualize what we have done so that it's finished for all time. So these three steps will take some time. You know, it will not happen overnight. But I need to create that feeling of disinterest. Disinterest means unlimited disinterest, permanent. You know, you see something, like Dadi was giving a very vivid example. See, when I have some, you know, something in my mouth which is not clean, dirty, what I want to do? I want to swallow it. Would you swallow it? No, we want to throw it out because it's a spit, dirty, and I don't look into it also afterwards. Finished, it is dirt gone, I feel light. That is what is called disinterest. I must feel that disinterest, you know, dislikingness so that I don't even have to think or look at it. It's gone. So as a result of this realization, that is why the step before transformation is realization. If you don't have realization of this, you will never transform. And because of our lack of transformation, the world transformation is slowed down. We are responsible. Sometimes Brahmins ask, why destruction is not happening? We have to ask ourselves. We are the ones who are stopping, delaying the destruction. So I can fasten the process through my self-transformation. See, our purpose of coming to Madhuban is to do something higher than what we have done in our centers, in our homes. So this is a homework that you have to take to do while you are here. It will not be finished in 1 hour. You know, but now, for example, say I have transformed, I have realized, I have totally burnt this alien sanskara in the fire of yoga. So what is the proof? That is the next step. If I have transformed, what is the proof? So first of all, there will be change in my thinking. My thoughts will be different. My interaction will be different. So the same thoughts will not arise anymore because you have burnt the seed. You know, to create fire of yoga is like burning the seed. And when a seed is burnt, it can never grow. So that means you have burnt the seed of your deep-rooted sanskara. You have understood the roots. So it cannot grow anymore. It will not come either in your dream or in your thoughts or words or action. Even if it comes in the dream, that means it is not totally burnt. So that is why we need to have volcanic yoga. That is what Baba is talking about. Not ordinary yoga. Volcanic, fiery form of yoga, so that the heat of our yoga can reach the subconscious mind, the deep-rooted sanskaras. It disappears. I return to my original eternal sun. It's there, mine, it is there in the soul. All that I need to do is to emerge it by finishing this artificial layer. So we need to have on one side powerful yoga with the realization I want to finish. And who will give certificate to me? I have finished. Family. The family in which you are connected. Each of us are connected to one particular center. Each of us are connected to a family there with whom I interact day and night. So the family should give me certificate. I have changed my deep-rooted sanskara. So this time, when you go back, you bring such change that the family, wherever you belong to, give you certificate. Wow, this one has really become an angel now. Because that transformation will be shown practically in my interaction, in my daily life. Family is the best teacher to give the certificate. So I just need to look out to create that kind of attitude towards myself, unlimited attitude of disinterest. You know, so far what we have been doing, one is self-denial, you know, putting under the carpet, saying, no, no, nothing, nothing, everything okay, everything okay. Actually putting under the carpet, we cannot deal with it. Huh? Or what we have been doing is self-denial, which means I don't have it. It's only others talk about it. I don't have it. You know, if you are receiving a kind of comment about me, about ourselves, from majority of the Brahmin family, understood that is my old sanskara. I must change. I must not try to prove. Otherwise, I will be deceiving myself. You know, we did some research some time ago. Why people have that self-denial? The reason is that they cannot face the consequences. So we feel shame, we feel guilt, we feel, you know, not being in our respect. But it is okay. It's okay. We had it. But now I don't want it. That is what is important. I accept, but now I want to transform. So which means that if all of us work on this level, what will happen? Everyone's original, eternal sanskaras will emerge and Ravan's sanskara will be merged forever. Understand? That is called transformation. Ravan sanskaras should merge. It does not have a chance to emerge for at least 2,500 years. To such an extent, we realize. So everybody's original eternal sanskaras emerge. What the world is called then? Heaven. What we are called then? Deities. So we have to give time to be with ourselves, to have the courage to accept what you are. Some of us don't accept. That's why we don't change. You know, we try to either hide or suppress. It's okay. All of us are effort makers. We have, but we don't want to have. Now, one question is always asked. So how can I check myself? One way of checking I have transformed is through the family. The second thing is, you know, that sanskara, I will not use the word my sanskara for that. Because I am dead now. Transformation of deep-rooted sanskara is like dying alive. So you are dead. So why you are using my sanskara? I don't exist. I have died. So why you are using my sanskara, my nature? So that means the more time I use that word, the more I sustain it. Anything that you say mine, you get attached to it. You cannot let go of it. So I don't use the word anymore. It was not mine. I just borrowed it or stole it. It's acquired. So I need to have that kind of attitude. Even if it suppose, for example, it comes to you in your dream, even then, what kind of attitude you should have? Oh, this is of some other birth, not this birth. You know, it is of some other birth, it's not this birth. So you look at it as a strange, not yours. So you don't sustain it. Anything I say mine, I will sustain it. I get attached to it. That's why Baba has been telling us the two doors for Maya to come in this Brahmin life is I and mine. And that is what Baba has asked us to change. I and mine into I am a soul. And Baba instead of mine. Nothing is mine except Baba. So in that way, we are able to remain distant from it. So this is one of the important, effort we have to make to bring total transformation. I don't need to say to anyone, but from your interaction with others, others can begin to feel you are not the same person. You know, the angelic, that's what Baba said, angelic sanskaras, divine sanskaras should be more obvious in your practical life. The others are gone. So let, you know, this time when you return to your places, people feel that way. Because we have only limited time, we cannot pause and give more time to go into the depth. But you have understood the method, but now you can use this method and work on yourself. I just give you one example we had when we conducted this kind of workshop. There was one sister in the workshop. She said she had this sanskara of always feeling low self-esteem. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. I am very bad. You know, this kind of mind. Actually, she can do everything. She knows everything, but somehow she wanted attention of others towards her, and so she will express herself like this. So when she went through this process, so she could see her in this birth from childhood, since she remembered that she was not given any importance in her family as a child, as an adult, as a student. So that sanskara became so deep-rooted, I am nothing, I am useless, I cannot do. You know, even as you grow up, your teacher says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know. So it becomes strong. And now, as she went through this exercise, and then she realized how much self-respect Baba has given, how much Baba has uplifted us from what we were and what we have become. So she was crying and crying and crying with that realization that she had wasted so much of time because of lack of self-respect. That is all. So Baba gave her that since she became Baba's child, and that uplifted her to such an extent that feeling never came back in her life. So it can be the same story with many of us. This is one some simple example, but it is we who have to go deep into ourselves and use the knowledge, use the right method to cleanse ourselves, remove the clouds that covers on our intellect. And once the sanskara has changed, the thoughts will be changed, the words will be changed, the action will change. Sanskaras are nothing but it's a reservoir of thoughts. So I hope you can spend some time alone in silence while you are here, because you have the company of elevated souls, you have the company of atmosphere around you also. So that will make it easier. You know, the two ingredients are already there, atmosphere and the company of seniors. So only your will to do it, three things together, makes it very easy and possible. So what we will do now is, for the next half an hour, we will have a short commentary now, and then we will continue the meditation until 6:30 together, and others will join us for the normal meditation at 6:30. And you can continue until 7:30. Use this time also for your own realization and transformation. So let us tune in to go deep into looking at ourselves from the soul world. We start from the soul world because we are all resident of the soul world, and from there only we came down to play our part here, go through the cycle, we come to the confluence age, we got knowledge from Baba and Baba's power that has helped us to change ourselves. So let us keep our third eye open and go through the journey. Sit here in silence. I become aware of myself as a living, sparkling light. in the center of my forehead. My original quality.
फिर से तो दोबारा करना लाल लाइट के साथ.
Aura of purity, peace, happiness and bliss.
फिर से चालू करो. फिर से बिगिनिंग. फिर से बिगिनिंग से कर ली.
As I sit here in silence, I become aware of myself as a living, sparkling light in the center of my forehead. My original qualities are of purity, peace, happiness and bliss. I am originally the resident of the soul world. I have come onto this field of action to play my part, and I have played different part in different forms in my 21 births, which were filled with happiness. My sanskaras were full of peace, love and purity. As I moved towards the middle of the cycle of life, I begin to drift away from those original qualities. I came under the influence of the five vices: lust, greed, anger, attachment, ego. And these sanskaras made me impure, and now at the end of the Iron Age, I can see myself, my sanskaras and habit are totally transformed into impurity under the influence of Ravan, Maya, vices. Now, in this confluence age, God has come. God has come to shower knowledge for self-realization and God realization. And as I practice these realization in my daily life, my divine sanskaras begin to emerge. I connect myself with the divine. And as I receive his rays of light and might, these acquired sanskaras of Ravan slowly begin to disappear. I gradually return to my original nature of purity. I can see myself becoming totally new. All the old habits and sanskaras are changed. My thoughts, words, actions have become positive. My nature has become godly. My thoughts have become like that of God. My words have become equal to the Father. My virtues are equal to the Father. And my sanskaras become same as the Father. I have now become Bap Saman, equal to the Father, in my thoughts, words, actions, relationship and activities. I stay in this new awareness with the new sanskaras and return to my deity life. Om Shanti.